across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is Nick Coffer.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Right, let's meet an amazing young man, a young boy called Rio. Rio was the first child to receive a new model of prosthetic running blade. It's helping him get involved in more sports and similar activities and also achieve his dream of becoming an athlete. He's had a jam-packed year, including meeting his Paralympic heroes at this year's Games in Rio. He's here with his mum, Juliet. How are your nails, Juliet?
They're lovely and sparkly, thank you.
Have you had them done recently where I last met you?
Yes, no. I had them done just before Christmas.
I must explain. Juliet and I bumped into each other. Is it called Nails Co? Is that right?
Nail Co.
In Bushy Heath, and you couldn't resist talking to me about your son. I remember it very well
because I was bursting with pride.
You were, and that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I said, look, we'll get you on the radio, and here you are, Rio. I know an awful lot about you because I've seen you on the telly. I've seen you on Good Morning Britain.
You probably do.
I do. And one of the first things I know about you is that you're very, very bright. You're very, very bright and cheeky. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Yeah, just quite
actually
a lot
more bright.
Okay. Now, I've had a chance to have a look at this wonderful prosthetic limb that you're wearing today. I'm almost inclined to say I'm a bit jealous of it because it's got a Union Jack all the way around the thigh, so it looks incredibly cool. Mm-hmm. And also that the mechanics of it are amazing. And do you know what it reminds me of? Because I'm going to tell you a secret. I know that you were at the Paralympics the night Oscar Pistorius won his gold medal, weren't you?
Yes, and by the way, that's not such a secret. No.
Well, no, the secret is I was there as well the same night. So I watched that race, okay? And what I'm going to say about the blade you're wearing now, that's exactly like these super athletes wear, isn't it? You're wearing a proper, full-on sporty blade. How does it feel to wear it for you?
It feels great, and it's got a very good knee joint, and I can run fast. At first, I was a bit nervous, but now it's very fast, and I really love it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When you walked into my studio, I wouldn't even have known you were wearing a blade if it hadn't been all Union Jacked all over it. But your walking is wonderful on it, and it's clear that you're very, very mobile on it as well. Mm-hmm. I had a good lift of it. It's really light, isn't it? It's just sort of just feels like a piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
It's metal. I don't know so much about plastic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about plastic.
I tell you what I noticed about it as well, Rio. There are like bolts around the knee. Does that mean that we can just like add a bolt and then as you grow taller, it will grow with you? So it won't just stop as you grow. Is that how it's going to work?
I think so. I don't know really for sure.
Mum, will it grow with him?
Yes, it can be adjusted. So it's great because he's growing so much all the time. I think you've grown about 6 centimetres in the last 6 months.
Good work, Rio.
So,
Good work.
It can be adjusted as he grows.
In terms of Rio's story, because I know that a big part of what Rio wants to do is inspire people who found that, especially young children who found themselves in the same situation. You as parents, you and your husband Trevor, you found yourself in the most impossible situation with a baby boy, and you were told what?
Well, we were told when Rio was 5 days old that he would need a through knee amputation in order to wear a prosthetic leg. So it was a really heartbreaking decision to have to make, obviously, because it wasn't our bodies and it's such a, you know, a final operation. But we took advice and it was the best thing to do.
When you say 5 days in, was he born with a visible disability?
Yes, he was born with a 1 in a million bone deficiency called tibial aplasia. So he was missing his knee joint, his tibia and his ankle joint. And it wasn't detected in the antenatal scans. We were told he would have talipes, which is also known as club foot.
Oh, yes.
So we'd already kind of got our heads around what the treatment for that was going to be. And that was a question of just putting the foot in a plaster cast. But this was a whole different scenario when he was born.
Doctor turns around to you and says, through the knee amputation, you've got this tiny weeny ickle baby in your arms.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was really shocking. And we didn't just make the decision lightly. I did say to them at the time, if this is the way it has to be, can you do it now? But they said, no, we have to wait till he's 10 to 12 months old, till he's strong enough for the operation. And he needs to be at the point where he's pulling up to standing. So we took advice from the top orthopaedic surgeons all around the world, the paediatric surgeons, and the consensus was this is the only surgery that will give him the most mobile life. And we hope that, you know, he would understand when he was older.
Christmas Day this year, my daughter had split her nail, her toenail, very badly, and it had gone through to her bone. And so she had to have an operation just on her big toe, right? Plastics involved and they stitched it. I was heartbroken. I mean, and we talk about a big toe here, a nail that had to be removed and cleaned up. Relative to what you went through as parents, nothing. I mean, this was a superficial injury that happened during ice skating and is fine. I can't begin to imagine for you as a mum the thought of having of your baby having to go through that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it was this big black cloud hanging over us for the first year of Rio's life, knowing that the surgery was going to have to happen. And we, you know, really couldn't bear it. But we knew that it was the only way for him to be able to lead an active life. And a lot of people warned us that the build up to the surgery would be a lot worse than once we got through the surgery. And it was true, because and they told us parents who'd been through the same situation with their children that once he'd had the surgery, we'd be looking ahead to his rehabilitation and his future, you know, running and walking with a prosthetic.
Rio, I must apologise. We're talking about you like you're not here, but I'm going to come and talk to you in a moment about...
I am not here.
Where you are. I'm going to talk to you about all the sport you do. But Juliet, just as a final thought with that, I guess reassuring for you was the knowledge that he wouldn't remember it. And that, you know, you as adults had to take the adult decision. And then he would grow into a young toddler and young boy living his life normally.
We're thankful that, you know, if you have to be an amputee or, you know, be limb different, as it were, that he doesn't have any memory of the surgery and he hasn't had to go through the terrible trauma that other friends of his have had to through road traffic accidents or illness when they've lost limbs. And we made a video the night before his surgery to explain to him why we had to take the decision, and we decided we'd show him that video when he finally asked, when he was old enough, why do I have one leg?
Yeah.
And we showed him the video and he totally understood. So
and of course, Rio, you've never known any different. So as your mum just said there, some of your friends, they may have walked for 5-10 years and then they've tragically had to lose a leg. You've never known any different. So this has always been the way it is for you. You're normal. This has been your normal.
It's kind of like, so I didn't really know a difference. Just feels the same. It didn't really hurt when I had the incident, really.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a question for you. It's a technical question.
Yes.
Your supercharged blade that you're wearing today, is it plugged into electricity, Juliet? Because it does seem very powerful to me.
No, it's not one of those microprocessors.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It can keep you in stomach.
Yes, I'm sure.
It's not a microprocessor knee. When he's much older, hopefully he will have one of those, which are now available on the NHS, which is great. But no, he doesn't need any charging. It doesn't have Bluetooth technology.
Let me ask you a technical question then, Rio. A different kind of prosthetic, the kind that you would have just got from the National Health Service. What would have been different about it? Was it much heavier? Was it much less comfortable? What's the difference between what you've got now and what you would have had?
Well, what I've got now, it is very heavy, but it's also very light.
And comfortable.
And comfortable. It's very comfortable. Yeah. I wear it almost all the time.
Yeah. And you want to be an athlete. You want to be a Paralympian, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which sport? Have you worked that out yet?
Well, probably two. So it's definitely 100 metres.
Yeah.
And it's... I might do long jumping, high jump.
Oh.
Yeah, high jump probably.
What was it like to meet Johnny Peacock?
It was amazing. I met him at Good Morning Britain, as you saw.
I've met his mum, by the way. She's very nice.
We've met his mum as well.
Yeah,
haven't we?
She's lovely.
Yeah,
she lives locally.
Linda.
Yeah.
We met him also at the Brutus house. And it's kind of like a upper stairs floor, but it's a house where most of the Paralympians go, and it's free Wi-Fi and stuff there.
Oh. Is it true you met Prince Harry?
Yes, I met Prince Harry in May, and I think 2 years ago.
Yeah. What's he like? Tell me the gossip. Is he nice?
He's very nice.
He's tall, isn't he?
He's tall.
Yeah. And was he really kind?
And also I've met Prince Edward in Brazil in the British house.
Okay, here's the question.
Yes.
Who's nicer, Prince Harry or Prince Edward? Just tell me between you and me.
Okay, it's Prince Edward and Prince Harry.
Oh, it's an excellent answer. It's an excellent answer. We're talking to Rio Wolfe about his journey after being fitted, well, after having an above-the-knee amputation when he was 11 months old and